Hello fellow Star Trek fans, welcome back to the last episode in this season of 10 Forward. I'm your host Mike Overton and we're looking at Season 2, Episode 10 of Strange New Worlds. The episode is titled Hegemony. Let's hit it. The episode begins with the USS Cayuga being stationed at the planet of Parnassus Beta to aid a colony with logistics and medical support. Nurse Chapel is aiding with the medical efforts whilst en route to Dr. Corby's internship. Captain Patel loses communications and witnesses the arrival of a Gorn warship after a shuttlecraft comes crashing down from space. The USS Enterprise rushes to help but finds the Cayuga wrecked in space. A Gorn-created dampening field blocks transporters, sensors, and communications to and from the planet. Despite Gorn territorial claims, Captain Pike defies orders and leaves a landing party equipped with secret anti-Gorn weaponry from Crate 32. The crew's attitude towards killing Gorn creatures turns grim, raising some ethical questions. Enterprise's helm officer Erica Ortegas proposes a clever shuttle infiltration plan by cladding the shuttlecraft in the Cayuga's debris. A strike team, including Pike, Ortegas, Sam Kirk, Dr. Mbenga, and La'an, uses advanced weaponry against the Gorn-infested areas of the colony. They encounter a seemingly lone survivor who turns out to be none other than Lieutenant Montgomery Scott from the USS Stardiver. Meanwhile, Uhura and Pelia locate a Gorn jamming device, prompting a plan involving Spock spacewalking to destroy it. Whilst on the ground, Pike's team discovers more survivors and sets up a secret evacuation plan using Mr. Scott's fake Gorn transponder. Chapel is found alive aboard the Cayuga, and a tense action sequence unfolds between her and Spock and an adult Gorn. The Gorn's behavior suggests a deeper understanding of their species than initially thought. Captain Patel's strange behavior is revealed to be a result of a Gorn biological implant. The Cayuga saucer section crashes into the Gorn's transmitter, restoring communications and transporter capabilities. The crew is beamed aboard, but the Gorn ship approaches the Enterprise. With the colonist and part of the landing party now captured by the Gorn, the episode ends on a cliffhanger, making it the first to be continued of the show. So the only thing I didn't like of this episode was the very end. I hate cliffhanger episodes. I got so drawn into this sort of end sequence with, you know, Captain Pike tossing up whether he goes and saves the crew and the survivors or whether he obeys Starfleet's direct orders. And now we have to wait however long for season three. Now, we know season three hasn't even started filming yet, and obviously with actors and writers being on strike, we may have to wait a couple of years now before we actually get to see season three. And that, I just think, is a shame. And I think that's kind of put a little bit of a downer on what is and has been a fantastic season. There were some really, really good parts to this episode. I don't know about you, but I think the Gorn, although they're very different to Gorn we've seen before, I do feel that they look great. Slightly controversial opinion, I know, but I really do think they have that kind of almost horror vibe to them. And yeah, it's interesting also that we get to see Gorn entering command codes into the Cayuga's computer, or attempting to input command code. So perhaps there's a sort of secondary motive here to this possible Gorn war, which is just a nice little sort of setup into season three. You know, there was some nice little nods, back to previous episodes as well throughout this episode. Just a great, great, great all-round episode. But I think I can say the same for the entire series. This series of Strange New Worlds has been absolutely incredible. You know, we've had some great firsts. We've had the much much highly anticipated Lower Decks crossover, which was just incredible through and through. We had the musical episode, and I know last week I said the songs were a little bit weak, but I've had that damn soundtrack on repeat for most of the last week, so I might have been proven wrong there. Never the mind. But yeah, just a cracking season, and you know, I'm kind of a, you know, it's a bit bittersweet that it's now over and we now have to wait however long for season three. But yeah, just great episode again, just a really well done. You know, we get to see Montgomery Scott for the first time, you know, which now sort of expands that storyline for him. Bear in mind, this is the first time in canon, in theory, we actually get to see him. We get more Pellia, which you all know how I feel about Pellia. She's definitely my favorite character of the season. I don't know what else to say, really. Just an absolutely cracking episode. My standout moment from this week's episode has to be the earliest sighting in canon of Montgomery Scott. Martin Quinn, who's playing him in this episode, has done an absolutely outstanding job. You can see there's little bits of Simon Pegg's Scotty in there. There's a little bit of the original Scotty in there as well. He's just done an absolutely cracking job. Nice. Some other nice little tidbits are in there as well. How, you know, he got the Scotty nickname from Pellia whilst at the academy, and even she pointed out that he was one of her most gifted students, even though he picked up some bad habits. So it'd be interesting to see if we get to see more of that in season three. But yeah, just a great surprise addition to the season, and I can't wait to see what happens with his character going forward. This episode has to be considered, in my opinion, one of the best among a series of Gorn-themed episodes. The stakes in this episode are significant, but they're not galaxy-ending, and it offers insights into Gorn biology and culture, highlighting Pike's care for Patel, and it brings some closure and normalcy to the relationships between Spock and Chapel. However, none of the character arcs are concluded in this episode, and it is a traditional cliffhanger episode in the way we've seen in past Star Treks. Due to production delays caused by strikes within the WGA and SAG-AFTRA unions, the release of Strange New World Season 3 is kind of postponed indefinitely. This means that, well, this open-ended story of this episode will linger on for at least a year, creating similar levels of anticipation to, you know, episodes like The Best of Both Worlds. This episode was thrilling and exciting, and it kind of met my expectations, but the combination of the cliffhanger ending and the delayed development of the Gorn's complexity leaves me somewhat dissatisfied, but I have to say, it was a very good ending to what has been a very good season two. And I really can't wait for season three, however long it takes. Thanks everyone for tuning into what is the last episode of 10 Forward of this season. We will be back in September when we recap all of Lower Decks. But until then, I have been your host, Mike Overton. Live long and prosper.